Today with Claire Byrne on RTÉ Radio 1, sponsored by Sullis. Finish school and not sure what's next? Explore further education and training options at thisisfet.ie.
Today with Claire Byrne on RTÉ Radio 1.
In a building on the DCU campus at Glasnevina in Dublin called House 19, there's a groundbreaking programme taking place. Using cutting-edge technology, people with reduced mobility, often wheelchair users, are being assisted to develop their walking skills with a trained team of personnel. Now, with the use of wearable robotic technology, people can leave their wheelchairs behind for a while and practice their mobility skills in a safe and secure environment and walk. And Evelyn spent a morning watching this in action, and Evelyn is here now. So let's start, Evelyn. If you tell us a little bit more about this, the technology, the user-friendly robot technology.
Well, I was a good person to send to this because I'm going to explain this in civilian terms and not engineering terms. So because when I hear the word robot, you know, you're thinking Star Wars and things. Park all that for a minute. So the exoskeleton suit, it's more like a suit that you'd strap on, a wearable robotic device. An external skeleton really is the meaning of that phrase. So if you can imagine, when you arrive into DCU, you go into House 19 and you go over to a regular chair, and what's sitting there is like a back support waiting for you. Okay, so you sit into it, the back part is strapped onto you, then your feet are very carefully placed on foot pads, and you're strapped into what looks like ski boots with supports going all the way up your legs. And then with assistance you stand, and your handler, who's with you the whole time, flips on a screen that's on your backpack, which is saved your individual settings. And then you hit go. So you guide the robot, you walk with the technology across the room with your handler, maybe using sticks, maybe using a frame or whatever you're comfortable with. And people are offered the opportunity to book in for a session at DCU with the team there. And some people come weekly to do an hour-long session.
It is extraordinary. And you have a video of it, actually, which is really worth watching. It's on all of our social media channels and Evelyn's too. Now, the people, as you say, who use this, they come back again and again to use it, and you can understand why. But who runs it and how is all of that organised?
Yeah, it's really interesting. It's a physiotherapist-led service co-funded by DCU with charitable donors, and they've assembled a team of personnel who've years of experience in the field of neurorehabilitation and robotics. And the benefits, they say, are clear. You know, with regular use, providing people with spinal cord injury and stroke and multiple sclerosis and other neurological conditions, providing them with a chance to move helps to strengthen their muscles. And it's led by a highly experienced and the most enthusiastic, affable man, physiotherapist Ronan Langan. He's currently working on his own PhD, and with him they facilitate thousands of walking steps every month. And when I arrived, Claire, regular user John Byrne, who's in our video there, he was being strapped into a suit. So you'll get a flavour of that process with Ronan Langan.
So we have John's bottom half attached to the suit now, but we need to get his whole body lined up, and it's really important. So I'm just making some little adjustments with John, checking he's nicely aligned, he's nicely centred in the suit, and then we can get his top half strapped to the backpack section.
A lot of Velcro.
Initially feeling really restricted, but once it starts moving, then the freedom becomes apparent.
You don't feel the weight.
You don't feel it, okay. Yeah.
I can't remember what it weighs, 20 or 25 kilo, but I don't feel it.
Okay, so these are industrial-sized batteries. No double A's here.
No, they're a big chunk of the weight of the suit. The battery, when you take the batteries out, it gets a good bit lighter.
And John, how often do you get to come here?
Once a week.
An important thing to make sure you're here for.
Yeah, absolutely, yes.
So I go find John's settings, and it's set up to kind of give him the best shot at a decent walk right from the beginning. The last thing, the robot has a little safety feature that just wants me to move his legs to make sure it definitely is set for him.
Yeah. I'm going to get ready. The machine will lift me up and I walk with walking sticks.
We make sure he's ready. Feet are in the right position. You happy to go, John?
Yes.
Okay, nose over toes. Ready, steady, stand.
And you're up.
I'm up, yep.
It's a really positive place, this, isn't it?
Yeah, we probably try to create a bit of an atmosphere that's not overly clinical or overly medicalized.
No, I don't feel I'm in a hospital. I feel like I'm at a gym and people are having fun.
Yeah, I mean, the experience of walking for someone is a rich experience, and it's not a medical intervention, you know, at this point. So we have two robotic exoskeletons. It's a wearable robot, so it's individualized to each person. So the robot we have is adjustable, so that it lines up perfectly with their legs, so that when the robot's legs move, they're attached exactly at the points where the person's legs move as well. So it then is able to move their legs for them, because most people that come in aren't able to walk at all and need a lot of assistance from the robot to be able to move and walk and take steps. But we're into a nice rhythm now. We're probably doing around 150, 160 walks per month. I looked at a period from September to September and think we'd like in or around 300,000 steps taken. That's, you know, 300,000 steps that a whole bunch of paralyzed people wouldn't have been able to take other being able to come here, you know.
So that's Ronan. Now, people will know the well-known advocate and acclaimed motivational speaker Mark Pollock. And Mark has been supporting this technology and highlighting the importance of the of investment in it.
Indeed. And yeah, I mean, he was at that launch of this in 2019 when the public was invited to apply to access to the programme. And he and Ronan are great friends, passionate about offering access to this. And it's thanks to Mark, really, in many ways, that the service is available in DCU, as two philanthropic donors came forward having heard him speak so passionately to sponsor the exoskeleton suits. And the people I met there, Claire, they're incredible. They describe themselves as just regular people getting on with their lives, but to me, they were remarkable. Like Niamh McCallion, who's a 46-year-old busy professional mother of three from Galway, a wheelchair user. She drives up once a week to use this, and she has an AVM, an arteriovenous malformation, which is a degenerative spinal condition. And here she talks about the benefits of the service for her.
Okay, so I'm just finished now, so I'm just going to pop back into my wheelchair, and now I'm back in.
Now, you were on the road early this morning.
Yes, I left at 6:10 this morning, coming from Galway.
Which means you got up at what time?
5:30.
Oh, you're putting us to shame. Go on the road.
On the road. Delighted, though, to be up and delighted to do this and be given the opportunity. So the early start was worth it.
Okay, so I hear you've got a very busy life, you know, thriving career, busy family life. Why do you take the time out to come from Galway and disrupt your routine to be here in DCU?
So I've been a wheelchair user for almost 4 years now, full-time wheelchair user, paraplegic. To get the opportunity to walk, to be upright, it's just freeing. It's great therapeutically. It's great for your bones. It's great for your body, but it's also good for your head. It just feels wonderful to get that opportunity. I'm on a high when I've finished.
You're really beaming. I can see you. Yeah. You're perspiring in a good way. Like, it's a proper physical workout for you.
Yeah, and when you sit 98% of the time, you're either sitting or you're lying. I have a standing frame at home and I do use that. This is just an opportunity for movement as well. And I don't get that anywhere else. So it gives me so much, I think, mentally as well as physically.
Does it take a lot of confidence to do it? Because you're comfortable in your chair, you know what that is. To rise up, to trust the team here. Tell me about maybe the first time you did it. How nerve-wracking was that, or was it not at all?
Oh, it was really nervy. My chair is my safety net. I feel very secure in it.
You can bomb around in the chair.
It's practical. I can bring it into the car, completely independent when I'm using my chair. And I feel confident in it. And it's not something that I'm embarrassed by. I'm a proud disabled person. So coming up here and knowing that I was going to be upright and standing and trying to move for the first time, that was huge. It was daunting, but exhilarating as well.
That's Niamh. And let's go back to Ronan now, because there's Ronan and his team really committed to this work and also passionate advocates when it comes to the benefits of it.
Yeah, I mean, Ronan's often invited to speak to physio students and inspired them. And he explained that he had got a job himself in the National Rehabilitation Hospital in Dublin years ago. And this work just really inspires him and others on the team. So here Ronan and Matthew Gunn, who's just joined Ronan's team, having heard Ronan talk, they tell us more about the power of this work for them.
We have probably between about 120, 130 service users coming from as far away as Mayo, Galway, Kerry, Kilkenny, and they come weekly. They make the journey up. If you spend all day in a wheelchair, it turns out you'll travel for 4 hours to get the experience of walking for an hour once a week.
And what has been said to you about the benefits of the programme?
That's a big thrust of the current research at the moment, to figure out what is drawing people back, like the level of sacrifice that people make. If you think about the most challenging elements of an injury, bowel and bladder dysfunction, we can't change that, but certainly people start to feel that they are much easier to control and manage. They have less bowel accidents, less bladder accidents.
That's very fundamental.
Yeah, that has such a massive impact on a person's quality of life. Yeah. So many people in wheelchairs live with pain. Normalising the sensation of being able to stand up and walk and take steps is really effective at managing that pain, because so much of the pain is derived from sitting in a chair. We've become amazing at changing and transforming our society, providing ramps, providing wheelchair spaces. But the elephant in the room is that sitting all day is bad for you. We don't have a better solution for wheelchair users until now.
I absolutely love it, to be honest. Came in as an intern student through sports science and health here in DCU.
But this is not why you got into sports science. Yeah?
Absolutely, yeah. So I love my sport, but getting someone to the Olympics versus getting someone back on their feet, big difference there for me. So getting someone back on their feet for me is what really drives me. So.
And you're smiling away. You love this work. I mean, not easy.
It's physical work. Yeah, it is for sure. You know, especially if someone's not correctly balanced, I have to work quite hard behind to to kind of keep things straightened up. But then it goes into my coaching then and being able to get them to find that themselves. Managing expectations is a big thing. And then there's the psychological benefits as well. Being able to talk to someone at eye level, something we don't usually think about. But it is something that almost everyone says, you know, oh, it's so nice to be up talking at eye level. Yeah, absolutely, yeah.
I really hope that there's somebody listening to this and they'd really like to try this service. Evelyn, how do they access it?
Oh, I have the email, the all-important email. It's exoskeleton, one word, at dcu.ie, and they'll be able to guide you through it. And, you know, you'll go through a process, discuss with your GP, your medical team. But as you can hear from John and Niamh anyway, this has been a very positive experience for them if it works for you. And of course, Claire, got to get the plug in. They're always delighted to hear from sponsors who might like to help develop this service. But here, John Byrne, who's in our video, he's a huge fan of technology. He's fascinated on it. He's tried out other exosuits around the world. He's on red alert for all the groundbreaking technology with this. Here he and Niamh explain the impact of the suit on their lives. First, John talks about that fascination with the help of his daughter, and then we'll hear from Niamh.
My wheelchair is ultra light.
It's cool looking. It's got no kind of handlebars.
It's using the old Segway technology, using your core tummy muscles to move forward or backward, and then your glutes to move sideways.
So it's responding to you.
Correct. If you get into a conversation with somebody, it's all about the technology, and it's only maybe at the end of the conversation that the person might ask, are you disabled?
Okay.
So it's just seen as another e-mobility device. I'm constantly researching, keeping an eye out, and I have a daughter who also keeps an eye out, and I think it was her that flagged it.
So you have a gadgety WhatsApp group going on.
Yeah, everything's changing. So there's no different with people with disabilities.
I feel good in my body. I feel like it's done something. It's worked out. I'm on a high. I'm exhilarated, you know. And I will say, I didn't come in here with the expectation that I was going to learn how to walk again.
Okay, that's interesting. Why not? Or what was in your head?
Because I know I'm a paraplegic. So my injury is kind of like bra level. So I have full use of my arms and no use of my legs.
Okay.
This isn't a cure for that. This isn't ever going to be efficient enough to replicate what I can do in a wheelchair. So what it has given me is that freedom, that experience. My husband and my kids came up to see me one time, 5, 9 and 11. And I was doing my thing, walking up and down. The kids were standing there. And when I realised my youngest daughter would never have remembered me.
Because she was so young.
She was so young. She was just a year old. So,
God, yeah. So she didn't necessarily ever remember you walking.
I don't think she thought I could. She was amazed. And the boys were just thrilled. Yeah, so that was lovely and emotional. But I'm very accepting of the situation I'm in, and I have a wonderful life. But it just hit me. She's seeing me in a different light and doing something that maybe she thought I couldn't do. It's unique to this experience for me, and it just feels good.
That's Niamh and John talking to Evelyn. The email address again is exoskeleton@dcu.ie, and Evelyn has a great video showing the exoskeleton at work, and you can find that on our social media on Twitter. We are at Today with Claire. Next up on the programme, bakers tell us how rising prices are hitting the bottom line.
Today with Claire Byrne. Listen back on the RTE Radio Player app.